ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो
भगवते
वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Da kommt es genau a bit about a subject matter which I have been thinking a lot while we were on the tour. I think many of you know that we are on this marathon journey at the present moment, which will end finally in a few months in Tibet at the mountain of Kailash. During this time of doing the service, which is admittingly, zugegebenermaßen, not easy for both of us, because it's just so much traveling and seeing so many people and being always on the phone and being always late up in the evening, I'm of course asking myself, why am I doing this? Why am I traveling so much? Why am I making this personal sacrifice, this persönliche Opfer? Muss ich ja fragen, warum? I'm thinking the answer is, I want that Krishna looks at me with his eyes full of mercy. It is described that there are two types of devotees, the general devotee and the specific devotee. The general devotee thinks of the Lord as the creator of everything. Hare Krishna Branko, herzlich willkommen. And he thinks, yeah, the Lord has created everything, and he has shown that he created everything by showing his universal form in which everything is present. But the more specific devotees, like us Hare Krishnas, we think of Krishna in a different way. We think that, oh Krishna, he removes all the obstacles in my life, sometimes by giving me obstacles. Krishna protects me. And here comes the third meditation of a Krishna devotee. He thinks, oh, I hope that one day Krishna will just look at me for a little moment, and then Krishna will revive me. Er wird mich beleben. Isn't it? If an ordinary person looks at us, and we become all excited. He has looked at me, and I saw into your eyes, and now I am a believer. This is a song by the group called The Monkees. From the old times. Even in the world, we know that a glance or a look has a specific a potency. When someone who is worthy, someone who is special, looks at us, it might set some energies free in us. A loving glance of a person who is very dear to us can maybe change our lives and give us new inspiration. The devotee wishes that my Lord, if he just looks at me, somehow he will revive me. He will put life into my dead bones and my dead consciousness. So I'm thinking a little bit, meditating a little bit about this, that the Lord, if he would look at me with mercy, maybe with a tear in his eye. Oh, this devotee tries so hard. Maybe a tear of compassion in his eye. That would be the success in my life. That's why I do my service in the way I'm doing it. Now, of course, this meditation, to think about the merciful glance of Lord Krishna, has brought another question, a question which I want to put to all of you. How can you be sure that Krishna has given you his mercy. Do you have any idea how to measure this? Wie können wir uns sicher sein, dass Krishna uns seine Barmherzigkeit gegeben hat? Vielleicht brauchen wir ja nicht ganz über Europa zu reisen. Vielleicht ist das ja eine Illusion, dass man nur so Krishnas Mercy kriegen kann. This was my question, which I have put, and I would like to ask you, and also our two young Pandits, die alle auf alles da, wie können wir sich eigentlich sicher sein, dass Krishna ihm seine Barmherzigkeit gezeigt hat? Was würdet ihr sagen? Also denkt erstmal nach und dann, ja. Chaitanya Priya. One feels it in the heart.
Allein, dass man in Kontakt bekommen ist mit spirituellen Menschen.
Ja. Just the fact that we have come in contact with spiritual people is a sign that Krishna has shown me some mercy. Yeah, the energy, if we feel some energy for preaching or something else, auch etwas anderes, mm-hmm. ne? Schwimmen zum Beispiel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. How can we know that Krishna has given us his mercy? These are all very good answers. How can we know that something divine happened in our life? That we were touched by the holy, as Rudolf Otto would say. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought, how has Krishna shown me his mercy?
It proves to be better than your own plans.
He has proved...
it proves to be better than your own plans.
Es hat sich erwiesen, dass es besser ist als die eigenen Pläne, was man da erlebt hat. By the way, what Gaura Bhavani says, on this tour we have made a new slogan. If you want that the Lord laughs about you, please or present to him your fixed plans. I want to do this. This is my plan. At this time, Krishna might laugh about you because it always he always has another idea. This question which I have put to you is discussed in a very controversial way in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I will give you a little insight. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri, the temple, main temple of Orissa, he saw at the top of the temple a bluish personality who looked like a rain cloud. And the personalities, he was miles away, and on the top he saw this blue, divinely radiant, also mit göttlicher Ausstrahlung ausgestattete personality. And that personality waved towards him. It is described, he waved, wait a minute, yeah, with a hand which went down, like this. And he said, come, come. Come! So Lord Chaitanya was starting to run to that personality. His picture of how he runs is there. You can see with his long arms and his very long legs, he runs following the invitation of that divine personality. And finally he arrived inside of the temple and fell down unconsciously, because he saw that the divine personality who had called him was standing on the altar with these big arms. Come, come, I will embrace you. Lord Jagannath, you can see Lord Jagannath there, in small temple. temple altar, in the little altar. So then he lost his consciousness because he was overwhelmed with ecstatic loving emotions. And he was carried out of the temple to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And finally, after a few hours of just lying there breathless, he woke up from his ecstatic trance and spoke shortly with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The next day he came back and so on. So after some time, the nephew of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, my dear Pandit, yes, what do you want? I want to tell you that the person who has come in your house, who was lost in trance, is no one else than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, said Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I don't believe you. He is a sannyasi, a renounced monk. How do you glorify him and say he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? This is too much glorification. And then Gopinath Acharya said, no, you can only recognize God if he has given to you his mercy. This is his answer. And you can know that you have the mercy of Krishna if you can actually recognize him, if you can recognize God, if you have a spiritual experience, a transcendental experience. Do you follow this? This is the answer to this question. So Gopinath said, how are you so sure that you have the mercy of the Lord and you know this is God and you see him and I don't see it? How can you be so sure? I am the teacher of many disciples. I have learned all the Vedic scriptures. How do you know? And then Gopinath Acharya, he said to him, listen very carefully, this is very, very important. Our Nayam Atma Pravachanena Labhyo Namedaya Na Bahuna Shrutena Yang Evaisha Vrinute Tena Labhyas Tas Yaisha Atma Vrinute Tanung Swang. The Supreme Lord, he says, is not attained by expert explanations. You can give so many good explanations, but you can't reach Krishna. He is not reached by vast intelligence. You can be so intelligent as Radha Seva and Radhika, but it is not sure that you can reach and understand the Lord. Nor even by much hearing. Hear, 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 hear. This is also not the guarantee that you can understand God or attain God. He is attained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person he manifests his own form. In other words, you can't build a tower to the Lord and reach him by this. By your scholarship, a tower of much intelligence. You have to be chosen. This sounds very Christian, I know. The chosen ones. What it means is that Krishna is so beyond all our categories, all our intelligence, all our yoga practice, that only if he looks upon us with his merciful glance, zhup, he gives us the energy to know him. Gopinath said, knowledge of the summum bonum, the absolute truth, is evidence, is the beweis of the mercy of the Supreme Lord. I want to give you a very nice little explanation from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once traveling through the forest of Jarikanda, and when he saw that a huge tiger was over his path, And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't pass, so he woke up the tiger was sleeping, and he said, Chant Hare Krishna. The tiger woke up, saw that there was someone before him, and wanted to attack, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again looked at him and said, Chant Hare Krishna. Then the tiger started to chant. Later, Lord Chaitanya went into a river to take a bath when a few wild elephants, were rushing into the river. It was apparently a stampede, whatever this is in English, stampede, I believe. These elephants had become wild, and Lord Chaitanya took the water and threw it on them and said, Chant Hare Krishna. They chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. These are two examples how the Lord had entered the hearts of the tiger and the wild elephant, how he had broken through the conditioning, wie durch die Bedingtheit hindurchgebrochen war, Mauern des genetischen Kodex einfach umgestürzt hat, so that the animals were able to chant Hare Krishna. He had entered their hearts. He had given them a divine energy into their hearts by which they could change their ordinary life and could come on a higher or spiritual path. Mm. My dear devotees, I hope I can, you know, transmit, ich hoffe, dass ich es vermitteln kann. There are many such examples how the Lord all of a sudden changes a person's heart. And it always happens by his energy. It doesn't happen by the intelligence of the candidate. The person becomes touched and totally transformed in his heart. Just a little while ago, I was talking with two devotees about one Chinese master who was very God-conscious, so Buddha conscious, and he was a devotee of the Amitabha Buddha. And once a soldier, a very arrogant soldier, came to him and asked him, is there really a hell? Is there really a heaven? Or is this just an analogy? And the master said, what are you? Who are you? Oh, I am a soldier, I am a warrior, I am a member of the Royal Army. Ha ha, said the master, you a member of the Royal Army? Du bist doch kein Mitglied der Leibgarde. You are a Yamalapan. You are a very good for nothing, a weakling. Soldier was very, very angry. But I'm a weakling. I'm trained for a long time. I'm not a weakling. He got angry and more angry and angry, and he took his sword. And the master laughed and your sword is not sharp enough to cut my head. You are so useless. And he got more angry and he started to attack the master. And then the master said, wait. Just now you have opened the gate to hell. Can you feel what hell is like? You're so angry you're about to kill. Oh yeah, oh no. He saw I was just about to kill a monk, a holy man. He bowed down to the master. And then he heard the voice of the master. And now you have opened the gate to heaven. So apparently these Erwachungsmomente are there also, these wake up moments, these wake up calls are also there in other traditions. And it's important, it always has to be given to you. You can't make this happen on your own. Hare Krishna. there is another verse. I think you all are fascinated by verses, and therefore I will read to you one other very nice verse. Atapite deva padambuja dvaya prasada. Prasada, you know. Mercy. Lesha nugrihita evahi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiram vichinvan. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate in order to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Ich sage mal in Deutsch, mein Herr, wenn man begünstigt ist, durch eine kleine Spur deiner Barmherzigkeit, kann man die Größe deiner Persönlichkeit verstehen. Diejenigen aber, die einfach nur spekulieren, um die höchste Persönlichkeit Gottes zu verstehen, sind außerstande, dich zu erkennen, obwohl sie die Veden für viele, viele Jahre studieren. This is very, very important to understand. This Krishna consciousness is something which has to do with the revelation, Offenbarung. It has to do with mercy. Even persons who are very, very, unqualified, if they just they can have the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything changes. Srila Prabhupada once said, the active principle in Krishna consciousness is the mercy of the Lord. Because he is so wonderful, because he is so high, so beyond us, avan manasa gochara, the only way for us to get in contact with him is if he makes the bridge. We can't make the bridge. It's too high, too far, too beyond. I think this is very important for us to understand. I was really moved by this concept when I was last year in Vashana, and all of a sudden we were in this temple, and it's a very, very nice temple of Srimati Radharani. Krishna can only come in this temple when he dresses in a zari. No men are allowed. It's strictly of limits. So there was Krishna in a zari on the altar, very special. And yes, and then these brahmanas started together in the temple, started together in the back of the temple, and started to sing, Munindra Vrindavanite Triloka Shoka Harini Prasanna Vakta Pankaje Nikunya Bhuvilasini Vajendra Banu Nandini Vajendra Banu Sanyate Kada Kade Yasiyama Kripa Kataksa Vajanam. Then for half an hour, very, very slow, Munindra Vrinda. Very short. It means Radharani, and then there are many glorifications of her. Please shower your sidelong glance on me. Look at me. This look of mercy will bring me to life. How do you like this? One of us. Maybe? Yeah. Now the question is, for us, how can we get this merciful glance of Krishna in our life? Do you think this is an important question, Narayani? Mm-hmm. Is there anything, or is it just that one day it just happens? Is there anything which we could do this is a very important discussion. There are many, many, many books written about this question. The answer is causeless mercy is always causeless. And the scriptures have gone through great length to explain that causeless mercy is causeless. Also grundlose Barmherzigkeit hat auch keinen Grund. But Krishna has a weak side. Let me first of all give you an example how causeless mercy is causeless. Nishingananda and Shishtikata were at a place, Ahobilam. There is one Shiva Lingam near there. I just heard where a great devotee of Lord Shiva did something extraordinary. This devotee thought Lord Shiva must get water, but he was a hunter. You have no idea what it means. And Jäger. Tribal people there are really tribal. Also sind so, wie sagt man, tribal, so Stammesleute. So this hunter came every day. He went to some, he was very poor, he went to some water, spring. He drank the water. And then he carried it in his mouth and he gave a bath to Lord Shiva. It is not exactly what Nishingananda would consider to do as puja on the altar. One day it happened that one eye of the on the Shiva Linga started to bleed, mystical bleeding. And the hunter said, "Oh no, my lord is bleeding. This is too, his eye does not work." So he removed that silver eye and put his eye. He was a hunter. Yeah? He put the eye so that the Lord could continue to see with two healthy eyes. Then the other eye started to bleed. Don't worry, it's only two more minutes, then you're relieved. He took his other eye and just stuck it on the lingam. All of a sudden, he saw that his vision was coming back. But not only his material vision, his spiritual vision as well. He saw Lord Shiva. So this is wonderful. This is an example which shows that absolutely nothing is required, not even your very, very knowledge of the scriptures and techniques of rituals and so on, if you have some devotion in the heart. This is a very important point. Krishna has this one weakness. When he sees that the devotee has devotion in his heart, love, then he becomes drawn and sends his merciful glance. Ramanujacharya says, I found this and I thought it's nice for you. A person who surrenders to Krishna should be compassionate towards others, mitleidig. He should be equal to all beings, keine Unterschied machen zwischen anderen, and he should just surrender to the Lord. When the Lord sees these qualities, that there is a compassionate devotee, equal to all beings, and surrendered, whatever you do, my Lord, is all right. Then the Lord, weak side, seine schwache Seite, so to say, comes through, and he will throw his glance of mercy on us. He just wants to see this surrender. The surrender can go in many different ways. Someone may do it through the 64 prescribed activities of sadhana bhakti. Another devotee might do it in another way. But when Krishna sees that this loving mood is there in the devotee, he becomes so much moved in his heart that he throws this loving glance. You cannot, how do you say, it is causeless. Sometimes it is said, okay, this surrender or love in the heart, from where does this come? And here is the answer, Krishna has to give it to us. It always goes back to Krishna's causeless mercy. He is the active mover in our spiritual life. But we also have to try a little bit, as much as we can, to put our wet hearts on fire so that we do have some devotion for Krishna. When there's love and devotion in the heart, then at that time Krishna gives his mercy. But this love and devotion he has to put into our heart. We can't produce this on our own. But we can pray for it. And then Krishna can give it in our heart. See, on this point, I'm trying to put your eyes on this. On this point, you enter into the magical circle. Krishna has to give it, but Krishna only gives it to someone who really prays. But you can only really pray if Krishna gives love in your heart. But Krishna will only give love in your heart if you really want it. It's a magical circle where the Lord, where mundane logic cannot help us to understand. Only this is spiritual. One of the magical circles. Sometimes devotees discuss about elevated subjects which come on the Rag Maga. Rag Maga means when you love, when you engage in spontaneous loving devotional service. We hear that the way you come to the spontaneous loving devotional service is when the Swarup Shakti, which is in the heart of the Lord, or in the hearts of Srimati Radharani and her associates, when that comes from the heart and goes over into your heart, then you know what is your form, then you know what are your activities, and in the spiritual world, then you can engage in loving devotional service. Hare Krishna. Good. When I was in Sweden, I saw a picture which summarizes it. I had never understood this picture. There was a woman crying. In the back was a fire, a funeral pyre. There was only smoke coming. And before the woman was a saint, a brahmana. And before that brahmana were two swans. Crying woman in the back, a funeral pyre, also ein Beerdigungshaufen, ein Scheiterhaufen. Before the woman, a saint, and before the saint, two swans. And I could never understand this picture. What does this picture mean? I was sitting before this crying woman. Someone is, a dead body is burning in the back, a saint is in the front, and two swans are swimming on the river. Was ist das? This is ecstasy. It is described that this woman is a living entity who is, he has just lost the material shelter, that is the husband, who's just burned, and before him the Lord has appeared now as this is the saint, and is teaching him about spiritual knowledge. And I will give you the verses. I will read to you the verses so that you know. So the woman had prepared a blazing fire with firewood and placed the dead body of her husband upon it. When this was finished, she lamented severely and prepared herself to perish in the fire with her husband. My dear king, one Brahmana who was an old friend came to that place and began to speak to the queen with sweet words. The Brahmana inquired, "Who are you? Whose wife or daughter are you? Who is the man lying here?" Like I could ask you, "Who are you, Narayan? Whose wife or daughter are you?" This is a spiritual question. "It appears you are lamenting. Don't you recognize me? I am your eternal friend. You may remember that many times in the past you have consulted me." The Brahmana continued, "My dear friend, even though you cannot immediately recognize me, can't you remember that in the past you had a very intimate friend, Krishna? Unfortunately, you gave up my company and accepted a position as enjoyer in this material world." This is the last verse. "My dear gentle friend," imagine Lord speaking to you, "both you and I are exactly like two swans. We live together in the same heart, which is just like the Manasa lake. To this lake we will go in 2 months. Although we have been living together for many thousands of years, we are still far away from our original home." Krishna says, "You and me are like two swans in the lake of your heart. You have forgotten me, but I am there. We are very far away from our home, but now let's go." Hare Krishna. I have reached the end of my little presentation. I hope that I could give you something which is important for your life. Please let us pray for that glance of Lord Krishna. I will be praying for this by running around in Europe and giving lectures and trying to make the spiritual revolution going, although it is not going very good. We are in Kali Yuga. trying. This is my way. This is how I can think I can serve the Lord. But you may have another way. You may have children whom you want to give a Krishna consciousness, whom you want to serve in Krishna consciousness. Or someone of you might like to get the glance of Lord Krishna by being an academic, like our Oliver has just written a wonderful article for the lexicon on pilgrimage, something which opens people's eye on a, you know, slow on a, for the beginning. Some of you might like to serve Krishna in another way by cooking for the Lord. Whatever you do, try to be aware that you can't make your way back home, back to Godhead on your own. It's not up to you. Your strength is too limited. But you can know that Krishna has a weakness. When you call out for him, when you surrender to him, then he comes. Sometimes our Lord wants that we surrender totally to him before he says something. Some of us are in that situation where the Lord wants more surrendering of them. Krishna tests them a little. I told to one of the devotees today or yesterday, you all remember how Draupadi was disrobed? Yeah? And then in the end, Krishna helped her by giving her an endless material of sari. You remember? So then after this, Draupadi came to Lord Krishna. He said, "I have one question, my Lord. Why did you take so long? God, in a less minute." Sometimes we also as devotees have this question. I'm trying so much to surrender, but when When is it coming? Why does it take so long? Why did it take so long? You came and helped me, but why it took so long? And then Krishna said, Draupadi, listen very carefully. In the beginning you called for me, but you looked to Drona. Drona, please, you help. Then you said, Krishna, Krishna, help. But you turned to Bhishma and said, don't you see this ungerechtigkeit, this injustice? I thought, well, let Drona help. Let Bhishma help. Only at the very end you turned to me. Then I thought, now I'm called. Now I will definitely come and help you. I've brought to you a little box. This is the Krishna box. Please listen. Hare Krishna, I really want to see you. I really want to be with you. I really want to serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Hare Krishna. And then you have to stop and then Hare Krishna. And you can start again. It was given to me by the person who has an avagandistic radio show in Zagreb. Said, this is the Krishna box for you. Very nice young person. It takes long because we have not yet surrendered, but the Lord helps us so that one day Hare Krishna. Ihr kleinen Mädchen, ihr habt die Krishna Box noch nicht gehört. Hört mal genau zu, mal sehen, ob ihr es erkennt. Wunderschön, nicht? Kann euch ich nie erklären, was das für eine Melodie ist. Aber es ist die Krishna-Box auf alle Fälle. Ja, also I personally believe that Krishna wants to bring us in our lives to the situation where we can surrender with full heart, because then the Lord will come. And for that we must, how can we say we must love? It is not something we must, it's something which comes. When we have love in our heart for the Lord, then the surrender is very easy and sweet. Hare Krishna. Good, I have come to the end here. Some of you always wish to know what we have been doing or what we will do. I was on tour. Now this was the longest tour which I have ever done in my Krishna conscious life, and I must admit the most difficult. And tomorrow I will fly to England and give a seminar to the devotees in the Bhaktivedanta manor called The Higher Connection. I also hope to see some friends. And after this I will go to we call them the enthusiastic family. It's a family, Jane and Wayne, they are called. They have made a farm in Wales. the Lent of the Celtic people. And there are three children, Mangala, Dauji, and Aniruddha. They want to show me their horses and their goats and their and so on. Then I will go on a ferry to Dublin and then go to an island in Ireland and give a seminar there called My Relationship to Krishna. It will be to these young Pandavasena people. These are young Indians who are studying in the university. They don't live in temples. They are these very creative young Indians. Many are musicians and just very creative people. And then I will fly from back from Dublin to Zurich and go to the Dole summer camp. And from there, I hope many of you will be able to come, or some of you. Then I will come back to Goloka Dham. And then we will pack our things, our panic, for the India journey. And I will go for another time to Croatia and afterwards fly to India. It's said that anyone who goes to the Kailash, Mount Kailash, will die one of two deaths. The small death or the big death. The small death is only the death of the body. The small death is the death of the ego. If the ego is dead, you stop your and there's love in the heart for Krishna. You stop your material existence. So I hope I don't die the small death, because that's not a big thing. That's then we will come back in December.